Hi, it's Karen from See Me, Hear Me, Love Me. We're the podcast for parents with young children, and we know that life with kids is messy, but we're here to celebrate those messes, from spilled milk to emotions spilling out of little volcanoes. And you know what? We really believe in you. You got this, and you're not alone.
I just want you to know a little something about your host. Karen Deerwester is an educator, author, and all-in cheerleader for kids being kids. Karen has been a corporate spokesperson as well as a reasonable and reliable voice for kids and parents in print and on TV, on NBC, MSNBC, NPR, Parents Magazine, and many more. Best of all, Karen leads the parent-child classes right here at B'nai Torah Congregation of Boca Raton, Florida. Get ready for some fun, a ton of encouragement, and maybe a little inspiration.
Today's podcast is Mom Food Hacks for parents who struggle with the daily task of feeding their children. I'm happy to welcome back our favorite foodie moms who actually enjoy food prep and planning. I don't know where they came from, but they are the moms from podcast episode number 130, and they are back to share their behind-the-scenes kitchens and best ways to cheat while still getting healthy, fabulous food on the table that young children will actually eat. So welcome back mom chef Lauren Carey and mom foodie Nancy Howard. I'm so excited for our Cooking for Kids part two. Alrighty, so who's got the best cooking hack to get us started?
Well, I'm Nancy.
Nancy, here we go.
And thank you for having us, Karen, again, and we're excited to be here. I'm going to start with, and I'm not going to go into this extensively because we did talk about it last time, but I do think one of the most important things is the meal prep and having things frozen, but I know a lot of people don't want to do that, and it's a time saver for me, even with like pasta and, you know, adding your, you know, your vegetables and even having the egg bites in the morning to have. It's just very easy for me, and it's an easy way for them to get their vegetables, and they like it and it's flavorful. But with that said, I think that nowadays more than ever, there's a lot of pre-prepared foods. I mean, I'm talking about packaged foods. And I mean, I have a nutrition background, so I'm not asking you to like look at the macronutrients the way I do, but I mean, you can just still kind of look at something as you want, like a protein, you know, healthy carbohydrate and a vegetable in your meals, but you can look at a packaged food, and I'll tell you the same thing, you know, I tell my cardiac patients, the most important thing you can do is just look at the ingredients and look at, you know,
okay, there's tell us how to read that label, what to avoid and what's a safe, because I go to, sometimes somebody sends me to Trader Joe's and I'm like, get this great food and it looks good, it sounds healthy, and I read those ingredients and I was like, what?
Well,
there's no way I would buy that.
I can have a whole like podcast on just what's like legally, what they're allowed to, what they have to put on there and what they can hide it, you know, with trans fat. First of all, the ingredients are quantitatively listed. So the most abundant ingredient is going to be the first one listed. So if the first thing you see is something that's not so great,
sugar,
like partially hydrogenated
sugar.
Yeah, but sugar can be hidden in, you know, it's any kind of, you know, even some of the, like, the sugar alcohols that are less or better, like xylitol, maltitol, you know, whatever, but I mean, again, we're not going to get into the whole biochemistry.
So if you see a word you don't recognize, don't buy it at all?
Well, I wouldn't say that because, you know, alpha tocopherol is, you know, vitamin E. So it's like, you know, if you may not know what.
All right. So how do you pick your packages?
So what I do is first of all, if there's a lot of ingredients, it's generally not the best choice. But, I mean, I can give you some specific, you know, brand names.
Go for what you like.
Okay. Well, this is part of, you know, some, like, one of my cheating strategies, like, to always have on hand, is all, to have, like, tortillas, those folded things from, like, flat out or whatever, you know, because you can always throw even like leftovers and have cheese or pasta, either make like a flatbread or a taco or like something that's like foldable and like fun. You know, I always kind of have that on hand. But if you want to go back to the food label, like, you know, you want to, any hydrogenated oil is going to have trans fats. I mean, the chemistry of that is it's a hydrogenated fat.
Okay.
And they're allowed to write zero trans fats if there's less than 2 grams of trans fats, but you're really not supposed to have any.
Okay.
And I mean, if you want to get into like the calories and the calories from fat, that's a whole thing. But you know, if you look at you know, that's
so
that's
when,
a whole
when
other
you say you're
here,
buying
so.
Packaged food, you're
so,
buying you're buying things that you're combining into a meal, or you're buying those frozen pizzas.
I just no. Well, okay. Listen.
Well,
I'll jump in
okay. When you're ready for that kind of conversation.
Yeah, well, yeah, because I just did it today. So there's baked chicken fingers. 15 minutes in the oven. I did it, and they're not fried. If your kid likes chicken fingers, which most kids do, there's chicken fingers. There's spinach pies. You know, the Greek spinach mm-hmm. pies. They're very flavorful. There's your frozen fruit and frozen vegetables are your friend.
That's going to be one of my biggest points as a cook.
Okay,
go ahead.
I think there's a lot. It's Lauren again, for everyone who's listening.
So glad you guys came back.
Thank you. It's awesome to be back. I'm sitting here scribbling notes because I'm agreeing with so much of what Nancy is saying, and I'm thinking about my own cooking habits and how they've changed, especially with becoming a mom. I think to piggyback real quickly on the concept of having some, I call them my frozen favorites. Have some frozen favorites. Mm-hmm. They are your friend.
Mm-hmm.
I am a professionally trained chef. I've cooked for a lot of people in their home as my business when I was a personal chef. At home, my husband used to get really dramatic, wonderful meals when I was practicing recipes. We don't do as much of that anymore. Very little bit. But during the week, what is going to be your friend is mixing and matching.
Mm-hmm.
Try to prepare some stuff in advance, and I'll give you some prep tricks in the kitchen in a second, and you can mix and match those with your frozen favorites. So even if you do have a frozen, and I 100%.
Okay, tell us your frozen favorites.
Well, so, I mean, have a meatball favorite. Everybody knows I'm like
mm-hmm.
the meatball mama, right? Like
that's my
jam. That is totally, I grabbed two of them on my way out the door tonight to eat something on the go for myself.
Right, sure,
and Dylan had
sure.
one for dinner also. But have a favorite baked nugget, you know, find those little veggie bites. They call them veggie nuggets. Like
yeah,
there's broccoli cheese nuggets. There's
the
little spinach,
bites.
Whatever.
Oh,
they
love those.
Dr.
So
Prager's
easy.
Makes great
so
ones.
Good.
Earth's Best makes great ones. You know, and I do a big song and dance with my son about them. Like, do we want broccoli cheese bites tonight?
Yeah.
And he just thinks it's like, you know.
I know. They start asking for them.
Yeah. Well, he thinks it's like, oh, my God, a special treat. And I'm like, I'm a... You know, you have that internal monologue saying, am I a terrible mother for giving my son a frozen
exactly.
dinner? But you know what? It's not every
it's
night.
Not really
it's a
dinner.
Safe, but it's a safe backup. I understand every ingredient that's on the ingredient list.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great rule of thumb is to just try to know that the fewer ingredients, the better. And the more you understand what they're saying, the better. Even if you have a frozen pizza favorite, like there's a lot of great brands. You know, we like the Amy's cheeseless one. But if I give my son a piece, I'll sprinkle a little bit of cheese on it.
Okay. That's a great idea. And give him
tomato sauce to dip it in.
Well,
so
right.
I doctor it up. So even
okay,
the
tomato
frozen
sauce.
Tomato sauce is my favorite. You have to have tomato sauce in your refrigerator
That's one of my things with what you were saying about the pizza. I feel that if you always have, you know, like a flatbread or like a you know, one of those like pitas or the tortillas, you can always make something from it. And you have pasta sauce, and cheese is the best way to cheat.
Good and bad pasta sauces. I mean, some
I have
lots
a favorite.
Sugars.
Yeah. It's not glamorous. It is the marinara sauce made by 365 brand at Whole Foods.
Okay.
It's delicious.
It's
low in sugar. It's low in sodium. You don't have to add anything to it. But if you want to make an even more rich pasta sauce, let's say for you and your husband or you and your partner, you can add some more fresh garlic with some balsamic vinegar or red wine or white wine or fresh basil. For your kids, I mean, I make Dylan I take out his favorite, like, chicken nugget, which he doesn't like plain, but rather than giving him ketchup, which I've also said I cheat and I do sometimes if I just need him to eat, but I'll bake the nugget, pour some tomato sauce over, sprinkle some cheese, and now it's a little
chicken parm.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. And it for him it's nutritious. And he likes it. It's exciting. It's not the same nuggets and french fries and I gave him two nights ago, if that's what I needed to give him two nights ago.
And you're getting to the he's getting a little older where he's going to get to a stage where, I mean, he may not. But, I mean, I think...
Knock on wood, I'm fighting the picky phase.
I know.
But
we didn't have a picky phase until, like, the end of the twos.
Yeah. I'm not holding my breath because I'm assuming it's coming.
Instead of calling it picky, I call it voice and choice.
But that's what you were saying with the mini chicken parm, so to speak. It's a lot of it is about, and we talked about this the last time, it's about the presentation. Mm-hmm. And it's not drizzling little things. It's just about making it.
There's no garnish on his plate.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not like, oh, it's like leftovers. Like, you got to make it look, like, appetizing. I mean, we're like that, too.
No, and it's kids are kids. Like, I try to get the ones that are in little animal shapes because if I can dance it across the plate, he thinks it's fabulous. And it's silly, but those are, I have your frozen favorites. And I think frozen vegetables, you should always have your favorite in the freezer because it's just easy. You can get organic frozen vegetables that are not that expensive.
And the thing with the frozen vegetables is not only are they, it's fast.
I love you just bring the chemistry to it. They're good. They're healthy.
But it's. I mean, I try to be nutritionally sound and balanced, but we don't always. Not everybody pays attention to those things, and that's fine.
No, look, when I don't have a time to chop up a broccoli and throw it in the oven, which I still have all of my food prepped.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I did that.
And I throw it in the oven, having a little bit of defrosted frozen broccoli is better than no broccoli on the plate at all. And so, if I can doctor it up to make it taste good, if he doesn't like plain broccoli, I will. And that's when I'll, have your favorite dressing, sauces, tomato sauce,
Okay, so is Dylan's favorite vegetable broccoli?
I've talked about it a lot tonight, haven't I? So it's that way.
Spinach. Because that's what I want to ask is, like, what their favorites are, at least at this stage, and then how you're doctoring and adapting it.
I'm very lucky because Dylan's a good veggie eater. He likes, sautéed eggplant. He likes carrots. He likes roasted broccoli, sautéed zucchini, green beans. But I can tell you, and his favorite is probably when I make him my sautéed mushrooms.
Oh, yeah, your balsamic. Yeah. Which I made.
Balsamic glaze with garlic.
Reed was such a hit with Reed, but
Where every kid they should have voice and choice. But I think that's probably Dylan's favorite. So again, some of my food tricks might be not fair because I'm very lucky that my son eats everything. But
that's how Shane is.
It's also nice for me to know that I have options if the day comes when he wants to use his voice more clearly and share that with me at dinner time. We have options, I feel like. But there are some great cooking hacks. Like, these are prepared food hacks that I think every mom should have or dad should have.
Okay, so is there any other prepared food hacks you want to throw out before we
rotisserie move? Chicken.
Rotisserie chicken. There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
You can get natural, like, Whole Foods.
Whole Foods, they always have coupons on it, actually.
Yeah, they do.
You're not comfortable with rotisserie chicken?
It's not that I'm not comfortable. I like rotisserie chicken. It's just, one of my time saver things is I have this rice cooker that my sister gave me for a present, like, years ago. And first of all, it cooks any kind of whole grain in 15 minutes because time is of the essence with this. But for me, it's a mini crock pot. So for me, I can put, I buy just like the frozen, chicken.
So you don't need a chicken hack.
So, and I've done the crock pot, but it's a whole thing and it's like so much food and all that. And not a lot of people love the crock pot.
I'm not a big crock pot user. And I think all of those are great.
I like the rice cooker as a small crock pot because I can just put chicken in it.
And that is a great cooking hack. If there's somebody that's comfortable using a crock pot or the rice cooker as your crock pot and you can have the frozen chicken. I like the rotisserie chicken in the fridge for two reasons. Because it's a great, moist, like,
That's
really
a good
flavorful.
Point.
You know, I don't eat the skin, but when you cook it in the skin like that, it traps a lot of flavor. And so if you reheat it with the proper amount of moisture to add back, because refrigeration takes moisture away from things, then you've got a great hack for two people. Your child, if they'll eat chicken and you mix it in whatever fun sauce and flavor that you're going to plan on making that night, or for yourself when you need to throw together a quick salad.
Exactly.
And you peel it off, and it becomes a real family-friendly go-to that's not that expensive. It will last you the week, and, you know.
Perfect hack.
It's good. Just a great, it, to me, that's a great hack. But here's my two favorite, I'm going to call it my two favorite cooking hacks that, admittedly, I think other professional chefs might shun me for. But to me, if this is the difference between I feel like cooking or I don't feel like cooking, do them. The first, the jars of pre-minced garlic.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
You know, I did hear Bourdain say no pre-mince.
I was trained in one of the best cooking schools in Chicago, and that was like, poo, poo, poo. You do not do that.
Garlic is the biggest, is very tiny.
You know, I don't use one of those squeezer things because you waste half the garlic with the peel being lost. And to sit and mince them, look, I've got really good knife skills. Like, that's, you know, I just do. It's not like a brag. It's just I was trained to.
Experience.
And
I
don't even want to do that all the time. Because every time you take a piece of prep in the kitchen that adds 3 minutes here, 4 minutes there, now you just went from being able to throw something in the pan to having 20 minutes of prep.
Wonderful idea. Wonderful.
So the pre-minced garlic to me is just a great cheat. Nobody's palate at home when you're throwing dinner together is sophisticated enough, or should be sophisticated enough, to say, I can't eat this.
Okay, I have a really off-the-wall question.
And it's a more mild, I feel like it's a more mild. I put
it's
it
always
going to
be milder because it's already
more
chopped.
Than garlic
okay,
powder.
So here's my my question, because you guys are both so comfortable and confident in the kitchen. Like, I wouldn't think of having garlic as the thing that either encourages me
garlic.
And inspires me.
Oh, but
to
that's
garlic
my flavor.
And garlic and onion
so,
are
so
the
So explain to me how you come to, because you love cooking. Because
cooking to me isn't worth anything if there is
if
no flavor.
Right.
And garlic is one of the world's easiest, quickest, most delicious way to
what
find
are you
flavor.
Putting garlic in and on?
Everything.
Everything. I put it in everything, too.
Vegetables.
I know you hate, the caramelized onions.
It's my favorite story.
Oh, no, I love
that.
It's my favorite story.
But it's, like, it's really, like, not hard to do in the pan.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you don't do it on the fly, but if you just have, like, these little things, like the frozen vegetables that are cooked, the garlic that's done, the onions and the peppers.
No matter what, you
could put cheese and flare anything up.
And
mix some cut up rotisserie chicken in with some sauce, toss it all together with some olive oil.
It's
and
easy.
I just want to say the difference to the people that I hear not wanting to cook or dreading it, and talking to you both, is that garlic,
we still dread it.
Caramelized onions, mushrooms, all these hacks really still encourage you to love being in the kitchen. And
yes,
because
it's easy to add flavor.
But it's also this idea that if you love being in the kitchen, it's not because it's like you manage to get food on the table 3 times a day, 7 days a week. You love being in the kitchen because it's a happy place and it's a joyful thing to share.
Yes.
And it's just whether every chef story I've heard in the last 2 months has been, you don't want to eat food from the sad chef and you don't want to eat food from a chef that doesn't love life and generosity. And I just want to say
totally
that
agree with
because
that.
I'm just here to say to everybody that's burned out on cooking, this isn't just about the hacks. This is about hearing you guys and being inspired by your relationship to food.
I hope
food
we can
to
do that for people.
That's flattering. I'm not a chef, but I just want to be, for me, being healthy and having my kids well-rounded with food is very important to me. Shane, right now, it's like, just like Reed was, eats everything. But just to, go back to what Lauren was saying, with the vegetables, I do think, and I think we briefly spoke about this last time, with the very picky eaters, because I think eventually, whether it's school or whether it's the age, there does come a time where they will kind of, or if it's a control thing, whatever the case may be.
They can get into a food rut.
They get into a phase where they just don't want that. Like, they had green bean casserole, and it's like, you know, that was something different. And, you know, and the quiche is always like, we love quiche. But I think, you know, with all the different vegetables that, you know, like with that Dylan eats, mm-hmm. I think just with that said, and we do the same thing, I think it's important to always introduce it and have it on the table, because if you just start not giving it, they're never gonna realize it's part of the meal.
And eat it in front of them yourself.
Eat it in front of them. I can't stress that enough.
I think that's a really big thing.
And so if you want them to eat it.
Right.
I mean, if you don't want them to eat it and you don't care, then that's fine.
And I also, what I'm also hearing, and again, it's not quite the hack, but it's also this idea of, how do you make this work for you?
Right.
Because before we turned the mic on, we talked about just how stressful parenthood and motherhood and life can be sometimes. And this idea that if you're feeding yourselves even,
right,
that's a big bonus for parents everywhere, is to be able to have food that really is sustaining their
their
bodies and minds and souls.
And look, and I don't know that we're necessarily capable of inspiring somebody to want to cook who just doesn't like cooking. There's just, of course, not cooking is not for everybody. And it's
not.
Right. So I don't know that I have the power to inspire that. But I suppose what I want to tell moms that really do want to, or dads, sorry, yes, families that really do want to, but find themselves either resenting it because of the time of the prep, that it's okay to cheat on a few things,
yes,
like the minced garlic, like the rotisserie chicken, like the frozen vegetables, like if you literally don't have time to chop the onion, buy the already cut up onion.
Everything
from the grocery
is done
store.
For you now. Everything is
you'll
done
pay
for
a
now.
Tiny bit more, but you'll save all of that time where you literally just go home, dump it in the
yeah.
container. You know, is it going to last you as long or necessarily be 100% as potent as if you chop the onion yourself? Of course not. But if that's the difference between saying either I don't have time and I just am not going to do it because I don't feel like it right now, because we have all been there.
Yes.
Then feel free to utilize these things. Like, grocery stores have them at your fingertips. Take advantage.
Now they even have hard-boiled eggs that you can buy done already for you. I mean,
right.
Everything is, like, done for you.
And I get it. There's a cost.
It's almost like there's no excuse. I mean, yeah,
right.
It's a little more. But even, you know, people can't even hard-boil eggs anymore. I mean, which is fine.
I can't blame them. I hate peeling hard-boiled eggs. That is one of my least favorite
things
to do.
It's, like, the perfect. I've bought them in Wawa before, and it's, like, the yolk is perfect.
Wawa.
Right.
So
none of those yolks have that green skin on
the
outside.
Even have to go to the grocery store. You can just go to Wawa.
But actually, I bought them. We were on our way to Miami, and it was snack time. My kids were hungry, and I bought the hard-boiled egg. I gave one. Shane wasn't, like, eating that yet, but I gave one to Reed, and he's like, where's the other one? You know?
What a great hack, though.
Right.
I mean, I'm laughing because somebody else is walking in and buying junk food.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And he loved it. And I'm going to go back to just, like, the whole, like, if they're hungry enough, they'll probably, I'm not going to say they'll eat it, but they might try it.
Exactly.
You know, it's,
exactly.
I mean, my kid ate, he's three, he ate three large spicy raw radishes and raw red pepper before dinner tonight.
Spicy radish? What?
You know, like
a raw radish has a little, like, kick to it.
To him, he thought it was. And
it's not a special kind of radish.
No, but you know how some of them are just, like spicy?
They're potent. They're, you know, have you ever eaten a raw radish whole?
Yeah.
Like, it's got a potency to it that can almost tingle like a spice.
It's
not truly spicy.
Yeah, if it's not cut yet.
Right. And it's really fresh.
Okay, so how did you offer him the radish?
I said, do you want a radish? He goes, he's like, I want a snack. And I said, we're going to have dinner soon, so no snack. But then I was hungry, so I started eating the radish. I was like, do you want the radish? And he's eaten them before, but like the last time I did that, he's like, I don't want that. I'm like, I took a bite. He's like, I want that. And then he ate three of them.
I was going to say the best time I have found to get Dylan to try foods, yes, is A, when he's hungry.
Do you still hold him on your shoulder?
Oh, my God. My left arm is so strong because I cook with him in one arm.
I don't do that.
I got to get that thing that you push up next to the counter, the tower.
I still have no idea what you guys are talking about.
But let me tell you something. Well, he wants to try what I'm cooking. So I will get a little plate down. We blow on it together because it's hot. He watches mommy eat it, and I go, you know, you ham up all the noises, and like, and he'll sit there with his mouth open and be like, and he wants to try it. He doesn't mean he always likes it, but I have never. It's the whole process of it, you know. Yeah. It's that he wants to see what I'm doing. He wants to hear what I'm doing. He wants to smell what I'm doing.
See, I never.
He wants to taste what I'm tasting. No. Well, I only have one, so yeah. I have that freedom still.
The multi-sensory part. It's makes so, it more expensive.
I give him a bowl and a spoon, and he pretends to mix while I'm mixing.
Well,
you know,
let me tell you something, though. There is something to that, though. I mean, I personally never cook when they're awake. I mean, unless I'm like...
No, I get it, because it's easier not when they're sleeping.
No, I can't, you know, but they're like, when we're at grandma's house and she's making something, he is in that kitchen, man. Mm-hmm. He is like... all about like
it's, well, it's still back on the radish,
because what I'm thinking is
you guys bring into your refrigerators and your homes a variety of foods that maybe the typical house doesn't include ever on a regular basis.
I'm trying to think.
I feel like most
of your friends have radishes in their refrigerator.
I don't know about radishes.
I haven't had a radish in my refrigerator.
I don't have any radishes in my refrigerator.
And you just put them in like a bowl of water, and it's like the best. It's just the raw. I mean, some are better, but the big ones, you just put them in a bowl of water and it stays for days. And you bite it and it's just as juicy, or else they get all dried out.
I knew that at one time in my life.
My thing about my refrigerator is I think there's just a couple must-haves you will always find in my refrigerator. My favorite pre-made salad dressing, my favorite marinara sauce, a ketchup, a Dijon mustard, my coconut aminos, which are a soy sauce substitute that I suggest for every cooking mom because it's naturally lower in sodium than even low sodium soy sauce, with a less intense flavor, and is absolutely delicious.
What is it again?
It's coconut aminos.
Most people know the liquid aminos,
right,
which I've been using for years, and actually Lauren introduced me to the coconut aminos.
Yeah, I think you mentioned it on the other podcast.
Yeah.
Where do you buy it in the store?
Anywhere.
What section of the store?
Generally,
I can tell you where Greenwise.
The Asian foods aisle,
generally.
It's like where the it's kind of in Greenwise. It's where the condiments are, but it's like in the liquid aminos they used to have. It's like the Bragg, you know.
Right, and Bragg's makes a coconut amino, but I generally buy a brand called Coconut Secret.
That's the one that I buy.
Yeah,
you turn
with
me
the
on
blue
to
label.
That. With a blue label, and it's just a thin little jar. But it's
You can get a giant jar now. They come in really big ones.
I've only seen the little ones.
But I'll also have a jar of pre-minced ginger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. My go-to in my refrigerator is, I mean, I will always have some butter and a butter. It's like an olive oil butter. I'm blanking out on the name for a second, but all natural.
Earth Balance.
Earth
Balance is always in my refrigerator because they have a soy-free one. And it's like, it's pressed oils and it's safflower oil.
It's all different kind of oils.
Yeah, it's all different pressed oils, but it's butter. I use that all the time for everything. Actually, I found this great natural cream cheese. It's from Denmark, I believe, and I think it's called.
I always have cream cheese in my refrigerator.
It's called,
it's a great sauce thickener.
Well, that's what I was just gonna tell you. It's called Arla, and I bought the herbs and spice, and I've been putting it in my scrambled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
It's
great
big,
scrambled
fat
eggs.
Hit, and I just put it in my riced cauliflower this afternoon.
Yeah.
10 minutes that was
you
want
to take your marinara sauce and spice it up for the night? Mix a teaspoon of cream cheese in it.
Unbelievable.
I just did that this afternoon.
Adds a little creamy texture, a little tang, changes it up enough that you're just like, okay, tonight we're having
the herbs and spice from Arla.
Always have cream cheese in my refrigerator. These are the things, if I can call them hacks or tricks or whatever, that just make life. They're staples. If I see it's going low, it's on my list at the grocery store, because even if I don't know what I'm using it for, it needs to be in my refrigerator, so when I need it, it's there.
One of my cheater things is also cheater things.
And barbecue sauce. Yeah. A favorite barbecue sauce.
I like this, like the spices, like the combined spices too. Like
oh, yeah, those are good
cheats.
Like
everyday seasoning or, you know, there's like, you know, Trader Joe's has a bunch, you know, the 21 seasoning salute.
Yeah.
Because you can always like quickly put it
into a curry mixture
put it in actually they green curry no but you can buy green
no, Dylan loves curry
no, you can buy green curry I put it in ground turkey.
You make it not spicy and mix it with coconut milk.
They have a green curry that you can buy, and I put it in ground turkey, and It's delicious, and I mean, you don't use the whole thing because of the sodium, you don't care. But
right, if you have a child or yourself who is dairy free, I would always have coconut milk,
the kind. I cook with a lot.
Well, I do too, but for certain flavors in cooking, you want the canned coconut milk, not the one that's in the refrigerator for drinking. That's a watered down version, and oftentimes has like a vanilla added or something. Mm-hmm. But the canned. And I prefer full fat everything. We don't do low fat stuff. So
good
I would
for
do
kids
the
brain development.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's also good for us. Like the low fat stuff, they add things to compensate for the fact that they've removed something natural. Mm-hmm. So that's just my personal belief. But I always have cans of coconut milk in my pantry, because as a substitute for dairy, if you want to make something rich and creamy, it's spectacular. Yes, if you don't like coconut, yes, it does have a coconutty flavor. It's coconut milk. The coconut aminos, ironically, though, has absolutely no coconut flavor whatsoever. Mm-hmm.
It's a soy sauce alternative.
Yeah.
So interesting.
But if you have coconut milk and peanut butter in your refrigerator and some chicken stock, you can make a peanut sauce.
There you go.
There, you can make noodles with peanut sauce.
You can use peanut oil, too, and sesame oil sometimes to make like an Asian flair. I do that sometimes, but...
It's funny. I stay away from peanut oil. I don't know why. Sesame oil,
because
you finish with it.
For
you don't cook with it. You finish with sesame oil. But
I don't know. I just kind of use
it. The heat index on it is too low, and it's very, very strong, so you just finish with
it.
These are little things that I don't know if this is from my training or just from cooking a lot, or when I had clients who had dietary restrictions, so I had to get really creative with how to create flavor in a way where if I'm not allowed to use pepper – ginger has a little spice to it. What a great substitute. And you start getting creative. So there are awesome substitutes with, could be a whole nother podcast.
Yes. I mean, with the coconut oil, I actually cook with that. I make turkey burgers with the coconut oil. And it just like, it gives like, first of all, it has a high heat index.
Yes, certain coconut oil does. Yes.
Well, the unrefined organic one does.
Yes.
And that's really good for you. But that's a lot of flavor. It melts like a dream. And you could put that in anything. And it's not
this
like.
You can get a crust on things the way you do with butter almost.
I mean, I'm just talking about just like cooking like a turkey burger or like a hamburger or whatever with it. And it just gives it like a moist, like delicious flavor, but it doesn't taste like a freaking pina colada or something, you know. It's just like it gives flavor, and then you put a little like chili lime seasoning from the little shaker bottle, and it just like a diff, or you can experiment with it. But that's, I mean, my thing with what I've done with you know, kind of hacking meals is sometimes you just gotta look what's in what you have
And invent it.
Like the cream cheese thing, like I just, you know, I know you've been doing that for a long time.
Yeah.
But for me, I love this urban spice cream cheese that I found. And I'm like, you know, I was like eating with celery. And I always, my staple things are like raw vegetables and, you know, of course, like the pasta sauce and the cheese. But always having like cooked, flavored vegetables.
Yeah, we do. That's the same.
Because you can throw it in, and you can, I mean, if you need to hide it, which I try not to do that, but if you need to like hide it or, you know, let them get their vegetables, it's something that's, you know, it's available to you. So, and same with the fruit, you know, you can always like, if you have frozen fruit, you can always, you know, make it like a funky dessert. You know, I'm not a big like dessert person. Mm-hmm. We try to just do fruit for dessert, but then, you know, I have like, you know, little things here and there around the house.
Okay, so let's talk about sweets.
Oh, this is not my area at all.
Yeah, we don't do a lot of sweets either. I think Dylan went a year, year and a half before I ever let him have ice cream, mm-hmm. just because I figured what he doesn't know doesn't hurt him. And once he tries it, of course he's going to like it, because what's not to like?
It's not a big staple.
I give him some cookies. I'll keep like graham cracker cookies, the little bunny graham cracker cookies mm-hmm. in my pantry now, because he's finally learned how to say cookie, and I want to reward. I think it's really cute. So when he says it, I give him a few cookies. But
I do fruit.
We do more fruit than anything else.
Fruit, just different fruits. Like there's like these yellow mangoes that are, you know, really, you know, have a higher, you know, vitamin C content, and like, oh, let's try that. Or, you know, or you can like spice it up with like, you know, like a little chocolate powder or something. Just make it like, again, different.
Spice it up with a little chocolate
powder. We do a lot of cinnamon. I'll do cinnamon sugar.
Shane's face. Yeah.
Again, the things you guys take for granted but this is big news to some of us.
but it's like that dark chocolate powder. I mean, put it in the yogurt. It's like chocolate.
This is, again, just such another great idea.
That's a great idea. I don't do that. That's a great idea.
Because you don't need the major sweets. But for us, we let them have that, but
when we go out, which is often on the weekends, like we're always out mm-hmm. or traveling or whatever, that's when we're like, okay, like, you know, we're going to go for ice cream, you know, and that's, it's like, it's a fun treat. It's not like, oh, we're having ice cream.
They don't just do it at home, yeah.
Well, because then it's like, if they're used to it, then it's not a treat anymore.
Right.
You know?
I think it's probably a different conversation if you have older kids. Maybe, like, what it's like to have treats. I mean, I have older nieces and nephews, and I know that the treats and sweets conversation in their household is very different right. than the one I'm having with a, you know,
and
just
again,
2-year-old.
I think that your eating habits as parents absolutely shapes.
Well, I have no self-control when it comes to sweets, so I can't have them in the house.
I'm glad to hear that.
That's how I am with cheese and wine, so.
Alrighty, so any other hacks on your list that we haven't gotten to yet?
I just want to say with another strategy, if you want to call it that, is when you are grocery shopping or when you go to a farmer's market and there's something that you're like, I'll never do anything with that. I always buy it.
Hmm.
And then, like, even there's like this random like garlic eggplant spread from, you know, from a store. And I think Trader Joe's, again, it's like my place. Or Whole Foods. But I mean, they have it everywhere. And I'm like, I'll find something to do with it. Now that's one of my staples. Because it's very flavorful.
But again, you're paying attention while you're shopping. You're curious while you're shopping.
It's just one of those things. Like, you know, we used to go to
care about food. And so what ends up happening is it doesn't get to be as horrible as it feels tedious to other people, because you find a new spread and find out whether you're going to enjoy it in your house.
And it'll sit in my pantry sometimes for 2 months before I use it. But then I'm like, oh, I have this. Like, let me make something with this. Or, like, you had quinoa, and I, like, put it in there. And then the next thing you know, it's, like, in a fish taco or whatever, you know?
Of course.
But that's something that's people hate fish. We're big fish people. Just because, again, it goes back to it's fast and it's easy, mm-hmm. and you can make mm-hmm. it flavorful. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to flavor it. And it's just fast.
Yeah.
And it's soft, and it's easy to introduce at a young age.
Absolutely.
So.
I think I hit most of mine.
Okay,
I think the last thing on my list that I didn't say is just, you know, and it, we've sort of all said it all, but, you know, if you have a favorite prepared foods counter, like a Whole Foods or a Joseph's or whatever, I mean, that, don't be afraid of that stuff either. Some of it's great as is. Some of it you can doctor up in your own way
mm-hmm.
if it saves you. I mean, I have definitely bought a thing of pre-roasted vegetables before from Whole Foods just so I don't have to roast them. But that doesn't mean that when I take them home, I still don't chop them up and mix them with something to put my own spin on it.
Right.
It makes your life easier, and there is nothing wrong with that. Like,
we want you to have an easier, stress-free, less stressful life.
Yes, we all want one. I know how to chop vegetables. My prep is really good, but I don't always have the time or the energy to want to do it.
You want to spend your time in other things.
I can't tell you the last. I used to use my steamer every week. I can't tell you the last time I steamed broccoli. I've been using the frozen spinach and broccoli for probably 2 years.
And that's okay.
And
it's great. More power to you.
It's like, it's just, you know, it's a part of my day. You know, it's just a time saver.
Okay, well, so. I have one question for you both before wrap up, and it was based on that post on Facebook today,
so
and it's the idea of how do you turn an epic fail into best memories? How have, as you think of the shortcuts and the hacks, how do you, and again, it's just sometimes the how you present it.
Totally.
But the dishes that you put it in, the bringing out, you know, funny silverware. I don't know what it is, or the chopsticks. But somebody wrote on Facebook, growing up, my absolute favorite dinner was the plate of little things. My single mom would slice cheese, apples, crackers, hot dogs, dry cereal, whatever, and we would eat it in front of the TV. I told her that recently and she gasped. What? Those were the nights I failed. I didn't cook a thing and I was too tired to even talk to you guys. That's ridiculous. Goes to show. It may just be that when we fail, our kids feel the most happy. And so again, this idea of no guilt, no pressure, allowing yourselves to offer.
I've got mine.
Okay.
You care if I... Okay.
Go ahead. I don't...
I didn't go grocery shopping, and the only thing that I had for dinner were the same frozen pancakes that Dylan had for breakfast and a scrambled egg with some avocado. I hadn't those, and that was like literally all that was in my kitchen because I was too busy to go to the grocery store. We definitely needed food. Yeah. My husband and I picked up, I think, from Panera that night. And Dylan had frozen pancakes again with, you know, I spread peanut butter on them. He had a scrambled egg and some cut up avocado for dinner. And
okay.
I could have had that epic fail moment, but guess what? He cleaned up his whole plate. He went to bed full and happy.
Exactly.
And he didn't care that it was the same thing that he had for
That's
breakfast.
Right. Sometimes our expectations on ourselves are so...
They don't know.
So,
but I did need to go to the grocery store really badly.
Nancy, any epic fails or creative moments?
I mean, sometimes it's just what you have, like the leftovers that you just turn into, and like sometimes it's just it is a fail, and I have done the plate of little things, and it is. I mean, and. They like it. I'm like, well that's what I packed for lunch.
We go
like,
to a restaurant,
cheese,
they
pickles.
Give us fries and a little cone thing, and we're like, what lovely. You know,
yeah.
It just changed the shape that you're serving it in, and it changes everything.
Yeah, but I have done the plate of little things. And
I like
and,
that.
And it was one time I had, it was leftover chicken. It was just that I made, and I put it in the blender. And I put a little mayonnaise in it, and I put it on crackers, and he's just like, I want more crackers, I want more crackers,
there
I want
go.
More crackers.
What a great, another great idea.
And it was
idea.
Just like, because, you know, I knew he didn't want to eat, like, the chicken again, and I put it in the blender, and he just loved, like, the crackers with a little, quote-unquote, chicken pate, you know? But it was like...
Repurposing is the
And it's
world's
what you call
tack.
It. They call it a plate of little things. You call it chicken pate.
Whatever it was,
it can be
you know?
Any-
but he loved it.
Yeah. That's so
awesome.
Right.
And it was
special chicken crackers.
Like special chicken crackers. He asked for it, and I'm like,
and
don't
that's
feel
amazing.
Like
right.
But I was just trying to think. I feel like it happens all the time, but you just kind of. And I know it's hard to always like kind of stay ahead of it
right,
with a
very.
Meal prep because I know that's not necessarily realistic for everybody. But
that's why you have frozen favorites.
That's why you have...
I mean, because you have your days where you cook and you have a few things and then it weans off and you haven't been to the store yet and there's nothing left or they're sick of it. Oh, there's my frozen favorites that are there when I need them.
That's right. And again, I think, you know, somebody once said, never eat a meal with a person that's angry or that you don't really like. And I think that idea of if you can just sit down with your family and enjoy the mealtime because you're using a hack or frozen favorites, you're a lot better off than making something fabulous that you think you're supposed to make,
right.
But you're really miserable and frustrated and burned out.
And then
so
you
want to
hurt something when your kid doesn't want to eat it anyway.
Exactly.
And it's okay to have cheese and crackers one night. It's like, I'd rather them eat that. I mean, don't make it a hack, like, it, not
every. Well, because you're having cheese and crackers and wine. You've already said that.
No. Well, I mean, but I mean, it's okay.
You're
to,
right.
Or it's
you're
okay
right.
to, like Lauren said, to have, like, you know, breakfast for dinner. If
but
you're
cheese
in a bind
and crackers and some fruit.
And
I mean,
it's
fruit.
And,
right.
And it's fun for them because it's different.
Yeah.
So for them, it's like something different and it's fun for them
you
because
know,
it's.
Totally.
Dylan okay. has. The wrap up. The wrap up is always the same. How are you guys the queen of hacks?
How do I have it? I don't. I hack. I think I try to, you know, make it a nice experience for everybody. And, you know, I just hope that they, you know, enjoy it as much as, you know, we sometimes or most of the time enjoy it, doing it for them. But I think it's just something that you can't necessarily beat yourself up if you don't always stay ahead of it. You just have to be realistic and do what you can do and just, you know, try to introduce different things. And, you know, that's what I try to do. But, you know, it's different.
Two kids, you're not burned out. You're doing great.
Amen. Absolutely.
Lauren. Queen of hacks.
How am I the queen of hacks? I think I embrace these tricks wholeheartedly. You know, I really rely on them to be able to get the job done that I would like to get done. And it is not uncommon that I might not get it done to the full effect that I would otherwise want to. And I try not to feel guilty. I try to just say, okay, you know, in moderation, anything is fine. So even if we need to order a pizza one night and that's your mom hack or dad hack, like sometimes that's just what it is. Do we want to do the same thing every night? No, but, you know, that's boring for all of us probably. And I think part of it's just part of being a good hack, I think, is not feeling guilty about it. Mm-hmm. Embrace them. I mean, I really embrace them. I make meatballs a lot faster when the garlic is already minced.
You guys inspire me totally. I love it.
Bring it full circle, right?
I didn't know minced garlic was such a faux pas.
I'm telling you, I heard it twice. Yes, it twice really? In the last few months.
Don't tell my culinary school instructor. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you so much, Karen.
So that's the mess for today. We appreciate you listening to See Me, Hear Me, Love Me. Seeing little people learn and grow. Listening to parents taking a crazy, uncertain journey. Loving the fun and loving the mistakes. You write the rules. You write your story. We just want to be part of the conversation. But in the end, we know you got this. We'll catch you next week. Take care.
Oh, wait. We're growing too. So if you had a great time today, please spread the word to a friend. You can also join our conversation on Facebook. That's with Karen Deerwester. And there's great parenting resources for you at www.familytimeinc.com. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks to everyone at B'nai Torah Congregation for this lovely space. Thank you, David Dweck, for that sweet voiceover. And thanks to The Front and The Follow for the song Listen. We are listening. Thanks, everyone. See you next week.